Also, an important thing is that, as Maulana was speaking, this Christmas period, this December period now, and all the fitnas which are out there, so many fitnas, and how their fitnas are coming, we cannot imagine. Just today we received an email from one alim in the UK, and he said this last Juma, the imam, an alim, after when he made his bayan, and at the end of his bayan, he appealed to the people that all must celebrate Christmas Day. Can we imagine that from the masjid, from the Jumat and from the Jumat Bayan, he says that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, now just see how we can get caught up in this. You are the Nabi of Allah, so we are celebrating his birthday. And more easy, the people who can get influence with this are like the people, the Barilwis, because they make milad. They celebrate the birthday of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the sense that Isa alayhi salam was also a Nabi of Allah. So we're celebrating his birthday. So how sad. And then he said further that in the Arab world, it is common that they are celebrating Christmas. And they say the birthday of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. So how shaitan can come to a person? Whereas this is totally haram. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever resembles and just thinks of resemblance of any nation, he is counted from amongst those people. So how dangerous it is. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, his whole life, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum throughout their life, and the Sahaba, the era, the period of their time was about 100 years. Nowhere do you find that they celebrated the birthday of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Ajib, and which is a lesson for us to learn, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, with the Sahaba, they conquered Makkah Sharif. That was a time for celebration now. And usually, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكِ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِذْوَةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. That normally at that time, it's a time of celebration. Then people are drinking wine, people are womanizing, people are doing all the worst things, killing, plundering, raping, all those things. So they expected that would be the similar with Nabi Ali said that he conquered Makkah. So Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan, she went out quietly, stealthily, in a secret way. She said, let people see what is happening. She found everything quiet. She made her way slowly to the haram. And there she found somebody in namaz, somebody in tawaf, somebody in sajda, somebody crying, somebody in du'as. So that is how the end of and the celebration of a Muslim takes place. That we turn more to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the end of the year now also, Allah give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, we turn more towards Allah ta'ala. And you can imagine when the world, as Maulana was explaining, somebody's gone fishing, somebody's gone for a holiday, somebody's gone hunting, somebody's gone, all the different things. But here you are by Allah Ta'ala. You are in the masjid, you are on the musalla, you are with Allah Ta'ala. How happy won't Allah Ta'ala be? And especially at these times of this fitna, and these difficult and hard times, and this also this hadith, which is a famous hadith, that a person, when he is tempted to look at woman, النظر السحم من سحام إبليس مسموم. This eye of ours, the look of it, is an arrow of shaitan, a poisonous arrow. من تركها مخافتي. A person who doesn't look in the fear of Allah. أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. I will change it into such iman that the sweetness of that iman he will find in his heart. So at this time in all those places full of fitness, and you get yourself just with Allah Ta'ala, Allah will give that iman. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all and that we work towards that. So our work is to make effort on Iman and Amal-e-Saliha.